archivehistory.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block off East Cotton, open 7 days a week. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
That would be me, right?
I think that's you.
Well, December 7, a big day for history for everybody on the planet, basically.
So yes, all over the world.
Just want to acknowledge that occurred, and it's today's the 7th of December. So
yes, Pearl Harbor Day.
Big time. So look at that as history. And now moving on to where we are, we have the El Paso History Radio Show here. And we want to thank everybody in their military service who has helped us over the years since and before that event back in Pearl Harbor. So
yes.
We got everything going on here, another radio show. How are you? How you been? You've been out to Keystone.
Yeah, out to Keystone. We had a lot of people show up for the Luminarias, and we're going to repeat it again tonight.
That was several hundred people, it looked like to me.
Yeah, a lot of people came out. They had a good time. A lot of first-time people out there. They loved it. They said, are you going to do it all month? And I went, no, just another night tonight. Someday maybe we will. We get a lot of volunteers to help us out. It's a lot of fun. 2,500 luminaries lighting up the gardens. It's beautiful.
It was pretty last night. Really
yeah. And then we turned the lights out, and it made it even prettier. So.
It's harder to find your way, but
yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, well,
it, that was a good thing. So we got this here show on 690 AM, as we always do. And we're the people who tell everybody, because we think it's right, Texas history begins in El Paso. And they can find us on that 690 thing, but on the internet where?
Oh, they can go to ktsmradio.com.
Excuse
me, radio.com.
I'll finish your sentence for you.
Yes, is it? Go to the frog in my throat. Go to ktsmradio.com where you can listen to us anywhere on the planet.
That's true.
Yes.
You got trivia going on?
Yes, we do. We have trivia, and where you can, for the first, let's see, well, basically, let's go back to that. I'll get my script up here.
Yes.
Each hour we have two questions per hour, and you can get a food coupon for $20 or a coupon to Mission Del Rey Southwest. And so the correct answer on our hour one trivia, you can win a $20 coupon to Pepe's Restaurant offering authentic New Mexican style cuisine in Canutillo, or a $20 gift coupon to Mission Del Rey Southwest. And for the correct answer in the second hour, we have a coupon to Amigos.
You gotta say that
fine Mexican cuisine over on 2000 Montana Avenue, a block east of Cotton.
Somewhere near Cotton.
Yeah, somewhere near Cotton.
Just go stand there in the intersection. You're hooky.
Yeah, turn around.
Where's your
east,
door?
Go
and
east.
You'll find it.
Go east, young man or woman.
That's a great. Both of those are actually great restaurants.
Oh, they're great.
I'm honored that we have them as our sponsors. So hey,
and great people too.
And then Mission Del Rey, they got all kinds of things going.
Christmas shopping.
Well, go in there and say, hey, I need a discount. What can you do for me? The guy in the radio said you could help me out.
I want you to know what they do.
They'll fire me maybe, but I don't care.
I was wearing my sweater I bought from Mission Del Rey Southwest, and it kept me toasty warm last night. And it was a very pretty sweater. I got a lot of compliments.
Good for you.
And it was very inexpensive there. So go to Mission Del Rey Southwest if you win a coupon.
Oh, even if you don't, go there.
Go there anyway. Good place. Christmas shopping.
You got the history moment figured out?
Yes, I do. In fact, you're going to love this one. It's going to be about a native people from El Paso who gave gifts to the first Spanish travelers along the Camino Real Tierra Adentro. And it's kind of like a nice segue into our first guest tonight.
Oh, they served the first margaritas.
First margarita. The first welcome wagon. You know?
And also, today we should tell you the history that we're doing, I think, is something that we really need to hear about more often in El Paso.
Yeah.
The history of the Camino Real. Now, we always sit there and look at the Camino Real and say, well, I'm facing towards New Mexico, so let's talk about everything that happened on the Camino Real from here to the upper end of the Santa Fe area plus.
Yeah. And I was sitting there last night in Keystone Heritage Park, which is on the Camino Real.
Right on it. And
the
now when you think about it, however, that's just a portion. That's like a 404-mile portion of the Camino Real. You turn around and you look where that came from, Mexico City.
That's right.
So we got a guy at the other end of the county. And his name is Al Borrego.
Just not far from where it started.
How are you, Al?
I'm pretty good. Good morning.
Welcome here. And you're the guy sitting in Santa Lazaria on a general basis, and you're on the Camino Real, and you're saying, hey, guess what? The Camino Real starts here in America, in the United States.
Right.
And that's basically correct.
Yeah, basically. Sure.
So that's why we wanted to ask you in here today. You've also been taking a look at the Camino Real going south and realizing there's a whole lot of activity of people commemorating this thing down in Mexico.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so you've been kind of like connecting all these dots and parts. And I got to thinking, why don't we ask you to come in here today and explain what you can about the rest of the Camino that most of us don't hear about? What is there? And by the way, San Eli, you've got some big things coming up. You got Christmas events. What do you got coming up?
Well, we've got the Luminaria Festival and the celebration of the Posadas on the 21st. That's Saturday the 21st. We've got that coming up. It'll start around 5 o'clock, and we go into the evening. We light our luminarias there, and then we start with our celebration of the Posada.
Now, Posada may make sense to a lot of people, but define that.
Well, that's basically when the Virgin had baby Jesus, and she goes through and tries to find a place to take refuge, ends up in a manger, has baby Jesus, and Jesus is born.
So the Posada is the journey to get there.
Right.
And so you go up to a restaurant, and a guy would love to have you come in and eat, but he has to turn you away because it's the Posada.
Pretty much,
I saw that happen. Yeah. The guy had a sad look on his face. telling
that happens every Sunday.
20 people to go down to the next restaurant. But no, but you commemorate that
right
in San Elizario. And San Elizario is unique. It's even more unusual than the missions, I think. Because we have three standing missions in the area, one being in Juarez,
right?
And you got three missions that are in the shape of a cross, the cruciform.
Correct.
And then you come to San Elizario, and it's kind of like a big box. It's a rectangle.
Right. It's a box church. Now, it's actually a presidio chapel, which means it's a chapel as part of the fort. As you know, San Elizario, the presidio de San Elizario, is the second oldest fort in the U.S. next to St. Augustine, Florida.
It is the second. Yeah. Oh, my. Well, also, sure you can claim the first mass as well, commemorating a Thanksgiving, basically.
Pretty much. They might have had, I doubt we had the first mass because, as you know, the Spanish hit St. Augustine 35 years before us.
So. But it's the same thing. They had the first one of those and we had the second. But,
We were one of the very first of everything.
So we had the two missions, which are Isleta and Socorro.
Correct.
And then San Elizario was the chapel.
Right, Presidio Chapel.
Presidio Chapel. Yeah. Okay, that's right.
And you actually had another mission. You had the mission of Senecu.
Yeah,
which is now on the Mexican side.
Is in Juarez, right. But on our side of the border in the lower valley, it's the two missions are Isleta Socorro and then the Presidio Chapel.
Okay. What was the one that's no longer around near Fox Plaza? There was another one there.
Well, there was San Lorenzo as
That's
well.
That's the one. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the Spaniards, when the Pueblo Revolt hit the fan, they came running down the river, picked up some Indian tribes and put them in places. And they also realized they'd better establish a fort at the southern end because they were getting kind of attacked by Apaches and whatever.
Right.
And that's what became San Elizario how did that occur? From San Elciar?
They actually started the San Elizario itself actually started from Carrizo, the Carrizal. Which is near Villa Humada on the Mexican side. They moved that presidio over to near Puerto Venir, Mexico today, which is south of Guadalupe on the Mexican side. And that's where San Elizario was first. The presidio de San Elizario was put there. It didn't work. The missions were too far away for them to be able to protect them, so they moved up to La Hacienda de los Tiburcios, which is where San Elizario is now, There's a lot of haciendas back in the early days of the Spaniards that served kind of like a Pony Express station.
Ah.
You know, that's what they were. They call them rancherias or haciendas, and they left people there at different points along the Camino. So
it was a privately owned place, but it had government functions, kind of.
Yeah, they left military there. Yeah. You know, there in San Isidro, when they came there, when Oñate left, he left the and I don't think it was Gandara family. It was some name like that. That was the guy that he left in charge there in what is now San Elizario.
So when you mentioned what became the Portales, what did you call it? The house in or was it the other house?
Casa Ronquillo.
Ronquillo. Well, that's the one behind the church,
right?
Okay,
the one? That was Hacienda de los Tiburcios.
That was there.
Yeah, the site. I'm sure later on it got changed and stuff. But the site's still the original site of the hacienda.
Okay, so the idea that I've heard is that somewhere since the river moved quite a bit. Where was the river actually? Was it over by North Loop, Alameda? Where was it?
Well, the river actually used to start, let's say, where the county lakes are now, which is south of Tornillo.
Okay.
You're down there across the river is the town of Prajedis, Guerrero. Prajedis is one of the original towns. That's right there is where the river starts going inland towards the sand hills. And it follows kind of where the railroad is. So you follow, if you actually follow the river, it went all over the place. It was meandering.
Oh, yeah, it was everywhere. Yeah.
So it just came up more or less. A lot of parts of the old Franklin Canal here in San Elizario, or not here, but in San Elizario, near the Franklin Canal, you can tell where it moved around. You can actually see many sites of where the river was near the current cemetery in San Elizario. It's right in that area.
Well, how far toward the freeway was it in San Elizario?
At some point, not that close. It was basically between Alameda and Socorro Road.
Okay, we're talking about a flowing river here.
Yeah,
right.
Because where the freeway is, you're going up towards a mesa, so the river never would have gotten up that.
No,
that would
have been over toward there.
That would have been more the bank.
The point being is that once the river moved, it changed the politics of the people living there.
Totally. It was an island for many years.
Yeah, it was Isla, and then it turned into was Mexico. It turned into the United States, and people changed their citizenship overnight by doing nothing.
Right, and the American government, actually, when that happened, they gave the people 2 years that they could end up and go back into the Mexican side, and they had 2 years to return, and they could still be citizens.
But they had to give up the land.
Well, what they did is a lot of families split the family.
Oh.
The family kept the land on the U.S. side, and the other half went to the Mexican side to see which one was better. So there's still families that are still separated. One of the families is the Vasquez family. You know Connie Vasquez.
Yeah.
Her family is still separated. But there's a lot of other families that remain separate.
Interesting. So the point being is that when Oñate hit the river, it might have been right at San Elizario, what is today San Elizario.
When he hit the river, it was on the 20th of April, and he hit it down there at Prajedis.
Oh, okay.
That's where he hit the river. Then he started up the river, and he got to current San Elizario around the 26th of April.
Amazing history, isn't
it? He got there on the 26th. Then that's when he said, build me a nave. I want to have a mass and stuff. As the expedition continued catching up, they finally get there. And on the 30th is when he does La Toma.
We're talking about something that is actually world-class history because of what the Spaniards did back in the day. They were sitting there in Mexico City, twiddling their thumbs, amassing their people and their horses and their goods, and said, we're going to go take that bunch of pueblos up there that have the seven cities of gold.
That's what it was about.
That's what they were after.
It's about the treasure.
They were going to go get some more gold. So they said, let's go up the river big time. Oñate was the guy who did it.
Right. And he wasn't the first choice. He wasn't the guy that suggested it.
No.
He ended up being the guy.
But his daddy had money.
Oh, big time.
He had money because he and his daddy, mostly his daddy, had found a mountain of silver.
Right.
Somewhere down near Zacatecas, right?
Right.
So he had all kinds of funding.
Oh yeah,
he had, and he was like 48 years old when he hopped on the horse and said, "I'm going to Santa Fe."
Yeah.
And there was no Santa Fe. He was going to go make. He was going to go make one.
There's nothing up there.
Oh,
who would do that? I can't
get the ambition of a guy like that.
No.
Why am I doing this? And then he goes up there and gets in all kinds of trouble.
And they've never seen the gold either. So
no, he's still looking for it. but the whole thing is bizarre, and when you realize that that's the history we're living here, that what we have just described is basically the Camino Real.
Right.
And we're talking about the very first Camino Real the Spaniards ever did.
Right.
So, hey, we could get bragging rights all over the place.
Right.
But it is an interesting bit of world history when you look at it like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things that have gone on here. So what I thought we'd do today is figure out, for people listening, the bit about San Elizario being a king point along the way. El Paso is El Paso because of Oñate, because he named it to pass across the river.
Okay.
Call it what you will, but that's how it got its name. And it got its name before San Elizario did. So you can look at that as whatever you want. But San Elizario had the people coming through on a regular basis. So that's
you got to remember, San Elizario was born in 1598. El Paso was born in 1873.
Okay. I'm not going to argue with you.
Got a few years on us.
you got to remember, it was Paso del Norte, which is now Juarez.
Right.
That changed in 1888. So.
Yeah.
Well, I'll go with you. The thing about the history, though, is all of that happened in basically now El Paso County, not the Paso del Norte, but everything that's now on our side of the river is the same county.
It counts.
So we can still say Texas history begins in El Paso.
Absolutely.
And we mean Central Missouri.
Absolutely.
In that case. So it's a great history. The guy sitting here is Al Borrego, and your current title is, what are you doing down there now?
As little as possible.
I know, but I mean, what are you getting caught at?
Well, I'm the president of the Sinusitio Genealogy and Historical Society. I serve on the El Paso County Historical Commission. I'm on the Sinusitio Landmark Commission. So I'm
doing nothing.
Things. I'm on the,
but the thing
the
is,
Bi-National Committee for the Camino Real. So.
That's the big one, I think, mm-hmm. we might need to discuss today is what's going on with the Mexicans, because they have put a bunch of their cities as UNESCO sites, right?
55 of them. Well, not 55 sites and 6 cities.
Are now on
the World Heritage.
But they're on the Camino Real and they're on World Heritage because they're on the Camino Real.
Right.
Aha, you see, that's something these Americanos ain't got figured out yet.
Yeah, we haven't figured that one out.
Okay, we'll get to that. Yeah. Taking a break.
We're a little slow sometimes.
Well, no, but I mean, you know,
guys
like Al come along and say, why don't you do this? And we'll think about it for 30 years.
Yeah.
But
mañana.
It is a fascinating bit of world history right in our backyard here. So we're going to take that apart, put it back together the rest of the show here and talk about stuff. But we have reached that portion of our program.
Ah, that portion.
Well, yeah. Hey, you know, where we're going to have stuff to do here. You notice the notation is all wrong there and who's going to lunch. I'm going to go to lunch at Pepe's.
Well, I was going to leave it in. See if he'd show up.
I'm scratching it and see what happens. But no,
I took it out. I was that awake this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Again, you have a Keystone hangover, do you?
No. I was awake at 6:30 and I still got here late.
You wish you were. All right, what about trivia? Talk about trivia. What are we doing with
it? I'm very trivial, yes. Okay, our first question for trivia for a wonderful $20 food coupon for Pepe's Authentic New Mexican Food in Canutillo or a gift certificate to Mission Del Rey Southwest is how many active missions are along the Camino Real in the Lower Valley? And it is a trick question, so think about that one.
So there's one question.
Okay, and the second one is, name the two missions and the Presidio Chapel. Aha, again, you had to be listening.
It's the same answer.
I know.
It's the first question.
Well, kind of, sort of, but you have to name.
Oh, goodness gracious.
You just have to tell me the number in the first one.
You think anybody's going to call if they want to?
Yes. So, again, how many active missions are along the Camino Real in the Lower Valley? And name the two missions and the Presidio Chapel. So call us at 915-544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexican items for gifts and decor. Fun Southwest holiday shopping for the family. Bring your friends. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com for directions to Mission Del Rey Southwest.
If you're looking for a great-paying part-time job with flexible hours, check out 2020 Census Jobs. You may have another job, or not. You may even be retired or looking for some extra income, but you can also help make sure that everyone gets counted. So apply today at 2020census.gov/jobs to help strengthen your community.
Your old-style tile shower or bathtub nook is a throwback to a bygone era, and it's a haven for creepy, crawly bacteria. You scrub and scrub that old crusty grout with stinky cleaners, and the gross junk comes right back with a vengeance. Every time you climb in, you think,
eek, do I really want to bathe in that?
Evict those nasty, unwanted bacterial guests with a beautiful new Kohler shower from America's number one remodeling company, Dream Style Remodeling. With expert installation from Dream Style and legendary designer product by Kohler, your new shower will be beautiful, welcoming, and much easier to clean. For a limited time, save $1,000 off a complete Kohler shower from Dream Style Remodeling. Installed for just $99 a month with zero down and zero payments or interest. Waste time scrubbing, sweating, and breathing in chemicals, or shower in style. Schedule your free in-home consultation now. 915-995-7888 or visit DreamStyleShowers.com. 915-995-7888 or DreamStyleShowers.com.
What would you do if you won the lottery? Powerball and Mega Millions jackpots are high, and you can't win if you don't play. But who wants to wait in line for a ticket? At Lottery.com, you can skip the line and play your favorite lottery games right from your phone. Never lose a ticket and never miss a jackpot. The Lottery.com app is free, and you can cash out your winnings anytime. In just two taps, you could win the next multi-million dollar jackpot. Search for Lottery.com in the App Store or go to Lottery.com to learn more. Now sit back, relax, and play, and get some time back in your day. That's what we call winning together. This message was brought to you by Lottery.com. Please play responsibly.
Advertised transaction is a rent-to-own transaction. Requires 13 payments to own. Total payments for ownership equals the weekly rental price times 13. From wearable technology to electronics and computers, the best things in life are no longer out of reach, thanks to Ownable.us. Ownable lets you rent to own great new electronics quickly. After 6 months of renting, it's yours to keep forever. Shop Ownable.us to get all the top brands today. Right now, you can even save $10 off at checkout by entering promo code RADIO. That's $10 at checkout with promo code RADIO. Ownable. Rent it for weeks. Own it forever.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Melissa, did you give out the wrong number?
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
No, it's...
Nobody's calling.
Oh, come on.
544-5876. Call us up. Talk to Shelley. She'll tell you what to do about everything.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, we and 544-KTSM, that's the other way to do it. We want you to hit the like button on our Facebook page. You just took Al's picture. We'll shove him up there somehow.
Yes, I'll get him up there.
In a little while. Put him up there. And just to let you know, we have 16 segments. The line one is now ringing, Shelley. You must pick it up. It's like that telethon yesterday
at ABC. It's not that hard a question. You go to Google.
But they may not want to get bothered with a phone. You know, they're driving around. They're doing stuff.
I can't get out of my car because of you people. I hear
just
that all
pull
the time.
Pull over to the curb.
Whatever. Do whatever you want. Anyway, 16 segments on ABC 7. We've done that for the last year. We got some more coming. You go to YouTube.com, El Paso History TV, and we there have got 16 of these things looking at you.
Loretto
Academy, Trost Architecture, Chamizal, and Fort Bliss were the last four. But if you want to get a handle on what is El Paso history, that's a good place to start. It's El Paso History TV on YouTube. And let you know, just a quick announcement. They're having archery today at the Museum of Archaeology. Go out there and try to shoot yourself. No, don't do that. Shoot a target
you
for yourself.
You might do it.
Well, I don't know. It'd be kind of hard if with a bow and
that
arrow. How do you shoot yourself with a bow and arrow?
Is it the bow and arrow they're using or the addle?
They got them both. But the big deal is archery, which I don't think is addles.
Addle.
Those things are dangerous.
I could see myself. I've hit myself in the face, across the face with a whip. I could just see what I do with an adult.
I don't want to see that.
It was funny. With nice, real red marked blood running down my face. It was funny.
Why are we talking about that?
Because I'm stupid.
I guess. Okay, moving on to the next thing here. They're doing that today. Deal with it. 212-3272, if you want to get involved in those people. What are you doing over there?
Well, we've got the luminaries, like I was saying earlier. It starts at 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Keystone Heritage Park. We're going to have 2,500 glowing luminaries in the park. It's a great time. Get some cider.
I went
hot
last
chocolate.
Night.
It's beautiful out there. It's just gorgeous. It was a beautiful time of year. Everybody that had been out was just blown away going there. It's just so unique, so different than anything else going on. It was very mellow.
Well, you had a bunch of little fires and fire pits all over the place.
Yeah, you get to sit around and Christmas carols. You had some crazy people singing Christmas carols. It was a lot of fun. So come out and join us out there at Keystone Heritage Park over on Donovan. It's 4100 Donovan Drive and just north of Sunland Park. And it's wonderful. It's like nothing else you've seen. So join us out there. And then also we have the future of Castner Range is coming up again. The Army who owns Castner Range is 11 square miles in northeast El Paso on the east side of the Franklin Mountains. And they're having meetings Tuesday, December 10th. The first at 2 p.m. is a detailed and technical discussion of a feasibility study. And this is going to be, there's going to be another one at 6 p.m. And this is the Restoration Advisory Board, which will include a brief overview of the feasibility study and many other topics. And if you'd like to participate or get involved, call. God, they didn't even give it to where
568-2059 is a Fort Bliss number.
Where's it going to be at?
It's on Fort Bliss. Call them up and get the details.
Yeah, 568-2059. I'm sure if you looked it up at who's the one.
Bottom line is this: they're deciding what to do with it.
Yeah, is there a website? Get a hold.
Go to that phone number.
Yeah, it'll probably be in the paper too.
And also, you can contact the Franklin Mountains Wilderness Correlation.
That's who I was starting to think of. Yeah. So
are you ready for some things here?
Yes.
Trivia. We got Christina on the phone. Christina's on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Christina.
Hi. Good morning.
Hello, Christina.
Zekia, where'd you go? Check out. Christina, we need to talk to her.
Hello?
Hello?
Sergio? Sergio? I'll just go cough into my sleeve. Sergio, put this lady on here. Hello, Sergio? What are we doing? All right, let's try the other one.
Is she there?
Alex, are you on the phone?
Yeah. Alex. Yeah, I'm here on the phone.
You got Hello, Alex.
Hooked Alex.
Okay, do you have the answer to the question? First question or second question?
Hey, I can answer the second one.
Okay. Name the two missions and the Presidio Chapel.
I think it's Socorro and Isleta.
Okay. Those are the two missions.
And what is the other question?
It was the chapel, Presidio Chapel. What was that name?
The Presidio Chapel, was that, oh, my gosh.
We were just talking. Well, Al's here from that little town.
Can I say El Paso?
No.
Oh, no. I love history.
You just go down the road. You go Socorro, Isleta. Or Isleta, Socorro, then you keep going down the road.
You're trying real hard to give this to this guy, aren't
you? I am.
Socorro, Isleta, Pueblo? No,
I tell you what, I'm going to put him on hold and come back.
Yeah, hang on a second, okay?
And let's see if we can get Christina. Christina on the radio.
Yes.
There she is. Okay, Christina, which question did you have the answer to?
The second one. It's the San Elizario mission.
Okay. Well, no, it's not a mission.
It's the chapel.
Okay, it's a chapel, right? And then did you have the other, the two missions?
Isleta and Socorro?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, so
you sure?
Right. Yeah. You had Isleta, Socorro, and San Elizario.
So what does she win?
She wins either the coupon to Pepe's or the certificate to Mission Del Rey Southwest.
The Southwest one?
I'm sorry?
The second one?
Oh, the Mission Del Rey Southwest. Okay.
Yes.
You got that.
All righty.
Well, thank you for playing. Hold on. Shelly will tell you how to pick that up, all right?
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Hold on. Well, the other guy dropped off, so to heck with that.
Oh, he quit. He told him to stay on.
Maybe the way they were worded was a little different for these people. I don't know.
Oh, no, she got
See, we know the answers.
Well, yeah, but like we said, name the two missions in the Presidio Chapel. So, and we did discuss it. So, okay, so.
There was a test and someone failed.
I know.
So let's move on here. We gave away one prize. There's no more phone calls. The heck with you. We're going to eat your food. I'll take the coupon to Pepe's. What the heck?
There you go.
And Pepe's is a great place, by the
or
way.
Or we'll just save it for another time.
Well, we do have, they have a red box thing going on out there. Where
that's true.
They will ship food across the country. Anywhere they can get a two-day delivery, they can guarantee you that they'll get your food there, still intact and ready to eat, and they'll sell it to you at Pepe's. Get a hold of them. They are at 6761 Donovan. I'll be out there today for lunch if you want to come join us. And the two-day delivery thing is for anywhere that the UPS or FedEx or anybody goes. So there's a good thing. And it's Pepe's food.
That's good food.
Think about that for a minute. All right, enough of that. Moving on to other things. I guess we can leave that trivia question out there. Which trivia question is still out there?
The last one was, how many active missions are along the Camino Real in the Loira Valley? And like I said, it's kind of a trick question.
Oh, please.
Which actually, if you'd listen to this, the answers of this last one, you have the answer to the first one.
Okay, so between 0 and 15. Somewhere in there, pick one, okay? All right, moving on to other things we need to do here. We need to take another break. Al Borrego was sitting here with us. We're going to talk a whole lot more about San Elizario and the relevance of San Elizario in the middle of things in the Camino Real. A lot went on in San Elizario.
Busy place.
Later on, you had the Salt Wars.
A lot of history there.
Oh, my God.
First county seat.
That should be a movie.
First County Jail. Billy the Kid.
All of it. That could all be.
John Wayne.
That's four movies. all out of Santa Luz. And there were some movies actually shot in Santa Luz, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lolita?
Lolita was there. We've had quite a few, no big ones, but Lolita was the biggest. Fandango.
Oh, Fandango's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
That is my favorite that was shot there with the plaza
really
and the dancing,
one, yeah.
The wedding and everything. Oh, it was wonderful.
A lot of history.
They come
there.
Back every year. They have a little gathering there
every
single
year. They do it still
year.
Every year?
Uh-huh. What? Oh, they just cool. had a wedding last year with six people. Six couples got married.
Oh. Wow. What a crew. All right, we're moving on here. We're going to come back in a minute, taking a break. Call us if you need to. The number is
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Did you know that there's a pill that helps prevent HIV? That's right. PrEP is a daily prescription medication that can help keep you HIV-free. Ready, Set, PrEP is a program for people who do not have HIV, have a valid prescription for PrEP, and don't have prescription drug insurance. Talk to your healthcare professional about PrEP and apply for the Ready, Set, PrEP program at GetYourPrep.com. That's GetYourPrep.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Dear Bosley, when my dad lost his hair, it made him very sad. He doesn't like the way he looks. I heard you were very good at hair. Please give my dad his hair back. Love, Maddie.
Well, Maddie, today's a wish come true for your dad and every guy listening with hair loss, because Bosley's about to give them their real hair back permanently. They'll get a free information kit and a free gift card when they text GOOD to 85850. Guys, let Bosley show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee.
Thank you, Bosley.
Get your hair back today with America's number one hair restoration expert. Get a free information kit and a free gift card for $250 off by texting GOOD to 85850. That's G-O-O-D to 85850.
Lumber Liquidators Flooring has the styles you want and the features you need. This week, save 15% on AquaSeal water-resistant flooring or 10% on all waterproof vinyl. And to help you decide which floor is best, you can see hundreds of our floors in your space with Picture It, our online visualizer tool, only at llflooring.com. These are the floors homes are built on. Lumber Liquidators Flooring.
The iHeartRadio elves have done it again.
Oh!
iHeart Christmas Radio is better than ever. 100% Christmas favorites. Commercial free.
Yeah!
La 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 la.
So as we dive into the holidays, make sure you keep iHeart Christmas Radio on wherever you go. Plus, it's super easy on your smart speakers.
Hello.
Just tell Alexa to play iHeart Christmas Radio on iHeartRadio. Your music, your stations, and number one for podcasts.
iHeartRadio.
El Paso's coolest winter event is back.
Winterfest, presented by the Hospital of Providence and Providence Children's Hospital, is open now through January 5th.
Enjoy ice skating at the Arts Festival Plaza in downtown El Paso and relax in the Texas Gas Service Warming Tent.
Enjoy tasty treats by delicious Mexican eatery in the Holiday Cafe and more.
It's free to see and only $8 to skate. Open 7 days a week.
Season passes are also available.
Buy tickets at the rink or buy tickets in advance and get more info at epwinterfest.com.
Want military-grade gear delivered directly to your doorstep? Join over 250,000 customers already geared up with Crate Club, the box built by Navy SEALs, Army Rangers, Delta Force, and Special Ops guys. You'll receive seasonal tactical and survival gear essentials to be better prepared at home and on the road, and a digital subscription to our community. Products include backpacks, helmets, hammocks, holsters, vests, and more kick-ass gear. Get it for yourself or gift something unique this year. Rise above the ranks at CrateClub.com. That's CrateClub.com.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We got one more trivia snuck in here. We'll get to him in a second. Let you know some things going on. Placita Madrid Shops in historic San Elizario hosting their annual Christmas extravaganza, Christmas music caroling, stuff going on, making ornaments, holiday photo area, artist Alberto Escamilla, Robert Dozal, Romy Hawkins. They're on-site in their new studios and having a good time doing stuff. Go down and see them. JR's Gallery, Tea Shop. All this is tomorrow, December 8th, 11 to 5, in quaint historic old town, San Elizario, 1445 Main Street. Free and open to the public. Ample parking, 851-0742. And Al Borrego does something down there, too, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. We do a lot of, well, as little as possible, but we're there. We've got my own gallery.
We've got some
other galleries.
Sure.
You do art.
Shooter's
art.
Barbecue. We've got Erica's Drink Coffee
a lot.
Shop.
So tomorrow, one of the big days starts even tomorrow. It's
right.
Okay, that's cool. What do you got?
Okay, I've got Visit Fort Selden's Historic Site Saturday, December 14th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. for the Las Noches de las Luminarias. Fort Selden ruins will be lit with over 800 glowing candles. It's a great event for the family. Head on out there. And then Sunday, December 15th from 12:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., they've got their unique Nacimiento or Nativity Scene exhibit and open house with your host, J. Paul Taylor, and get in there. You can go inside this historic Mesilla home. It's right on the plaza. It's located at 2346 Calle Principal, right in the heart of Old Mesilla. And if you want more information on that one, call 575-202-1638 for more info.
All right, we have another trivia sneak in here. This is James. You're on the radio, dude. What's up?
Good morning, James.
We hear you.
Hello.
Are you there, James?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, kid, you have the answer to the first question. How many active missions are along the Camino Real in the lower valley?
Is it three?
No.
That's the trick part.
That's the trick part.
Yeah, because San Elizario is still open, but it's like for older people. So is it
no,
two?
It's not a mission. It's not a mission. It's a presidio. It's a presidio chapel. So that makes.
Oh, let's give it to him anyway.
That makes how many? How many missions then? There you go.
You got it. Talked him into it. So what does he get?
You get a coupon to Pepe's in Kenya, too. How's that?
That's good. Thank you.
See, now you got your lesson for the day.
Take out the Pepe's out there and call us up and see what you had out there. What's good stuff?
The green chicken enchiladas.
Oh, those are always good. So you know about this place. All right. There's a way to pick up a coupon.
That's his Christmas gift.
Shelly will come on and tell you to pick it up, all right?
He got a lesson and he got a coupon. How's that?
Thanks for calling. Hold on. Don't go.
Yes,
thanks for listening, James.
Don't go away. That's good. Also, what happened to him?
Yep.
James dropped off. James, call back. Or maybe I hit the wrong button. That's always possible.
I think you hit the wrong button.
Prince, what do you got, Prince?
Hello there. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
I wanted to tell your listeners that Ron Dawson is going to be honored by City Council on Tuesday morning.
Oh.
And 2 weeks ago, he was honored by the El Paso County Historical Society Hall of Honor for his work in restoring, leading, saving the streetcars and leading to the restoration of the cars and the development of the line. And so Tuesday morning, City Council is going to present a plaque, and they're going to name the streetcar operations building on Santa Fe Street, the Ron Dawson Building.
Very historic.
Right, and that should take place for anybody that wants to attend the council meeting. We suspect that the presentation will take place around 10 a.m.
Yeah.
On Tuesday morning. And then after that, Carl Jackson, the engineer for the streetcar line, is going to give us a tour of the new building. And then after that, then we will have lunch at Amigos.
Excellent. Good choices
and
all the way around.
Is invited to come on the tour. And they don't open up the building to the public very often. And so it should be very interesting to see how they work on the streetcars and how their operations are run.
Well, I want to thank you, Prince, for your announcement. That is very good stuff. Appreciate your calling. We'll talk to you further. That's Tuesday morning at City Council, lunch at Amigos. All right. We Mine's have an Al Borrego sitting there ready to go. But, Al, we need to pick a special for today at Pepe's.
Special combination number 3.
Ooh. Drum roll. Yay. Number 3.
Ooh. 3. And what is it?
Rolled taco, red chili cheese enchilada, chile relleno, chile con carne, frijoles, slaw, and rice.
Have I talked you into coming to lunch today, huh?
Yes, boy, that made me hungry.
Yeah, see, think about it.
How do you say nummies in Spanish?
I think you'd be real careful. Unless you're a native speaker, don't go there.
Yeah, you better not say that.
But it's a good place to go for lunch. And so the special is combo number 3. All right, Al Borrego, there's too many things to ask you about San Elizario. There's so much going on. Oh, tell us about the Camino Real as it goes between Mexico City. It obviously goes all the way to northern New Mexico, but on its way, what has the country of Mexico done about this?
Well, Mexico's taken a big lead on us on what they're doing. As you know, here in the U.S., the Camino Real is a National Historic Trail. What does that mean? We got a few signs that say it's a National Historic Trail. It's great.
Well, the signs are good.
Signs finally came last year. It was beautiful. They're great. They're good signs. They had a museum in the middle of there by Socorro, New Mexico, that shut down now. So maybe we can get it going again. That's the whole idea. Mexico took the lead, and they got the nomination by UNESCO as a World Heritage Trail. Now, UNESCO identified the whole trail from the whole 1,600 plus miles
right
from Mexico City north to Okeowangue. But it's only a World Heritage Trail designated trail up to Valle de Allende, which is in the southern part of the state of Chihuahua. Out near, if anybody knows Mexico at all, it's near Parral, Mexico, which is south of Chihuahua City. So that it's only done till there. So that the rest of it, which is a good chunk, the major part of the state of Chihuahua, is not designated. So
are they working on that?
That's the part of the binational committee. We've been working on getting that done, and we just had a huge meeting in San Luis Potosí, which is also on the Camino, with 10 states that are involved in the Camino, and they made a declaration with over 50 people.
Sounded heavy.
With over 50 people that are involved with it, from UNESCO, from ECOMOS, from the National Institute in Mexico.
What does this designation mean?
Well, what it does, it makes you a World Heritage Site, like the Grand Canyon.
Oh.
Like Carlsbad Caverns.
That's a pretty good company to be in.
That's where you want to be.
Oh, yeah.
And the beauty of it is we're right on it. We got a good chunk here in El Paso that's on the actual road.
Like 42 miles or something
like
that.
Now you're talking World Heritage, tourism, economic development, and let's push it all the way up to Okeowangue. So, I mean, that's something we're missing out on. I have no idea why it hadn't been done. I hear all kinds of excuses.
How do you get that done? I mean, Mexico is a different issue.
Well, what I did is, through the years, I've worked with the Mexican entities and found out exactly what they had to do to get that original nomination. It's a pretty good process. It takes some work.
Yeah. A lot of paperwork.
A lot of documentation. I mean, you have to make the nomination, and then they don't select everybody. So that's why you ended up with 6 cities, 55 sites that go from a little hacienda to a bridge to just an area. Like there's a mountain over there. That's even a site, because those have outstanding world value.
Okay.
That's the key to the nomination.
Okay,
it's got to have outstanding world value.
Why would an organization like that consider that part of, or any part of the Camino Real, that big a deal? Because of?
Because like that section, you mean? Why?
Why any part of the Camino Real would be of interest to these people? Because of the history.
Because of the history. It's the history, the heritage. I mean, we always talk heritage tourism. That's like a new word here in the U.S. for us. I mean, it's recent that started getting thrown around. Because that's what it's about. Heritage tourism, that's our heritage. I mean, everybody in the Southwest. Their heritage is part of the Camino Real.
And you can easily say that it sprang right through here.
Right through
on
here.
On its way to any mm-hmm. Spanish-speaking anybody in Arizona, California, New Mexico,
sure.
Colorado, whatever. Most of their ancestors originally came through here.
Absolutely.
And that's the big deal. So mm-hmm. there's the point of history
yep,
that people should be aware of.
Yeah. And once you start finding the historical spots, not only... I mean, like people say, okay, well, we have the two missions and the chapel. Well, are those outstanding world value?
I would say, yeah.
Why not? Because they're not the same one. They're rebuilt. They burned. They fell. San Elisario, I mean, we're like the 6th, 7th version.
Well, the location never changed.
Now you're talking.
The location is
that's where you got to focus yeah. on. You know, so what happens there?
And the significant activities that happen in that specific area. That's the whole thing. It's not so much the building. It's what happened around it.
That's right. What happened around it, where it's been, how long has the traditions have been held there. I mean, there's a lot of tradition that has to do with it. So once you start building on the traditions, now you start creating a spot. One of the most important ones to me on the Camino on the U.S. side is Hornada del Muerto.
Wow.
Just because of what happened there.
Yeah.
Now you can take them all and you start figuring out. You'll get a lot that don't really qualify, but you create enough history that now you have a nice tourist spot like in San Elisario or in Isleta or in Socorro. Or in Doña Ana, or in Mesilla.
Well, you need a visitor center, or interpretive center, or something on that Hornada del Muerto. Because what is that?
Absolutely.
The 80 miles or 90 mm-hmm. miles of nothing?
And all
nothing?
You got to do, really, is get into San Diego, which is right there near Williamsburg or whatever there, before the lakes, before TRC. That's where San Diego was. That's the actual spot where they actually took off into the Hornada.
Yeah.
So you could actually put one right there on the interstate.
But that's at that fort right there.
Fort Selden.
Fort Selden.
Right.
So that basically, you can still see a trail across
sure.
the desert.
You can see
it. From the air, it's very visible.
Yeah.
I-25 parallels it.
Sure. So we have a lot to build on the U.S. side. They just kind of forgot about it. I think there's a specific reason for that. But that's for another show.
But the problem is you have all these weird jurisdictions. You got counties, you got states,
sure.
you got cities, you got states.
Sure.
You got countries and somebody,
reservations.
Somebody has to pull, and it goes right through
Indian
reservations.
Together.
So you got to pull all that together somehow and make this happen. Are you trying to do that?
That's what we're doing.
Oh, my God.
That's exactly. And it's working. All you got to do is show people how important it is and the economic development aspect of it, the tourism aspect of it. And then you start having them join in.
Well, you're explaining kind of what I think is the Camino Real and what its historical importance. You know what? I just look at the clock. We got to take a break. Take us a break and bring us right back, would you? See you in a minute.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexican items for gifts and decor. Fun Southwest holiday shopping for the family. Bring your friends. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com for directions to Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Want military-grade gear delivered directly to your doorstep? Join over 250,000 customers already geared up with Crate Club, the box built by Navy SEALs, Army Rangers, Delta Force, and Special Ops guys. You'll receive seasonal tactical and survival gear essentials to be better prepared at home and on the road, and a digital subscription to our community. Products include backpacks, helmets, hammocks, holsters, vests, and more kick-ass gear. Get it for yourself or gift something unique this year. Rise above the ranks at CrateClub.com. That's CrateClub.com.
Toughest jobs, you need clutch performance from your tools. You need clutch hand tools from Northern Tool. Built tough and backed by a lifetime guarantee, clutch hand tools perform under pressure.
Save up to 50% on a clutch 4-piece locking pliers set or a 3/8 drive quick release ratchet, now only $12.99.
Northern Tool has the right tool for any job. Northern Tool and Equipment. quality tools for serious work.
With colder temperatures on the way, keep your car running with Prestone Antifreeze. Only Prestone's superior formula works immediately, protecting your engine from the elements to keep your engine running better. So take on the winter with Prestone today.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Where does the time go? We're having too much fun in here. Real quick, let you know that there is a book discussion today, Centennial Museum, 2 o'clock UTEP campus. The Sarco Copper Stain. That's the name of the book. Author is Cynthia Ontiveros. Conjunction with their exhibit now on display called Sarco, the Town and the Smelter. The book discusses the environmental issues at the smelter with 100 former workers. There's a lot going on there. What you got?
Oh, my God. Film series, Christmas time at Sunset Film Society and International Museum of Art over there on Montana and Brown Street. Today, their film is One Magic Christmas, starring Mary Steenburgen. Get out there. You've got to, it's a free movie. You can buy some popcorn and soda to watch with it. Jay Duncan will be giving some great film background on it, but it's free. Go out there at 2 o'clock. Great time, way to start the season.
That's a nice place to go.
Yeah.
Al Borrego's here. We got him till noon, and I think we're going to have to start talking more about the details of what you've been doing. We got too much other stuff to announce around here. But in the meantime, what you've got is fascinating because the Camino Real, as we've described, goes all the way from Mexico City to that place in New Mexico called?
Okeoinge.
I knew you could say it better than I could.
Okeoinge.
That place. And that's an Indian location up right at the top of the Camino Real.
Mm-hmm.
That whole thing there is the Camino Real.
Right.
And El Paso County, San Elizario, the city here, we sit kind of in the middle of it.
We're in the crux of it.
And
we're right in the middle.
And we should talk more about the southern route because that's what you've been nosing into.
Right.
And you're finding all kinds of connections. Great stuff. More next hour on this with Al Borrego. See you then after the news. Are you coming back?
I'm coming back.
Oh, you're not going anywhere.
I'm
She'll be
going
here.
I'll
See
be
you
here.
Then. Okay.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for archived copies of this radio show. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690, KTSM, El Paso.
Buttons, they make things a lot easier. Crossing a busy street.
Hey, watch it, buddy.
A button.